program created by Rio Grande.
In a moment, the police calling all cars, attention all cars, broadcast 268 regarding a disturbance at the Seaside Club. Investigate the problem. That's all. Roll the music.
Most of us find it difficult to completely divorce ourselves from the superstitions of our forefathers. Each has his own set superstition. Whether it's presidents to walk under a ladder, an uncomfortable feeling when a black cat crosses our path, killing thoughts, or today, Friday the 13th. But friends, sane reasoning and not superstition has persuaded tens of thousands of Western motorists to try Real Lube motor oil. And actual experience has caused them to stop their experimenting with lubricants right there. For this rugged and ready, smooth and resilient motor oil is the answer to every motorist's question, how can I get maximum protection in all kinds of weather? Real Lube is the answer, as so many of you have discovered, because no engine heat can break it down. Because even the most severe cold weather cannot retard the quick, easy flow of this pure, 100% paraffin-based motor oil. And because Real Lube is kept pure, undiluted, and untainted by airtight, sealed, dirt-proof containers, that means you know what you're getting. That you're getting exactly what you paid for, and for that reason, we know one trial, and you're a Real Lube user for life. Of course, if some still insist on treating a competition, just because this is Friday the 13th, they might observe that there are seven letters in the name Real Lube, and seven words in the phrase which describes it. Finest motor oil sold in the West. The story we are to hear tonight has been taken from the confidential files of the police department of Santa Monica, and we have therefore asked Chief of Police Charles L. Dice to open our program.
The purpose of calling all cars is, as you all know, to prove that crime does not pay. The program over a period of more than 5 years consistently dwelt upon that theme, showing by the amount of police work done in a variety of cases that regardless of the cleverness of the criminal, he never wins. Tonight's story is not the story of police work, but the story of a woman who thought her solution to her problem was the only solution, the best one. She found her star that such was not the case, and that irrespective of how strong a motive might dictate a crime, the unprofitableness of crime is still too great to ever make it worthwhile as a solution to any problem. This woman made no attempt to conceal her crime, and the police work involved was of little consequence. Nevertheless, her story will prove that crime of any sort does not pay.
This is a story of a woman in love. The story of a woman who could not meet life as she found it, but strove to transform life's realities with the colors of her dreams.
What time will we get there, Harry?
About a quarter of an hour. Maybe a half.
Empanada. Empanada, Mexico. Baja California. Beautiful world, Frank.
Hmm?
Empanada's a beautiful world. Spanish.
Oh, sure. Not half as beautiful as you are. You scared?
I've been there, too.
Yeah.
No, Harry, I'm not good. All my life, through those long wilderness, I've longed for someone like you. Someone to be kind to me. Gently.
Go on, Helen. I like to hear you put it things like that. It does things to me.
Married at Ensenada. Helen Lewis. Helen O'Mara. Oh, dear God, look at this. Let me find peace. Peace, dear. Oh, I love you so much.
Helen.
Helen? Huh? What's the role?
Oh, here you are. Better. Oh, what you gonna do that?
Blissful days of secret companionship because Harry wanted it that way. Then the reality of her relationship with the man she had married forced itself into the dream world she had created.
You can't talk that way about my mother.
I will talk about her any way I please. I'd gladly see her hanged if I could. You must remember, my love, I am a woman of passion. And with all the passion and venom that's in me, I hate her.
Shut your face, you coward. I'll cut it for you.
Oh, Harry, please. Oh, for the love of God, don't you understand? I can't go on living like this.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I can't stand this thing. Being half married. Always thinking about avoiding your friends and mine. But you I have left.
Well, I've been seeing you weekends.
Oh, and I live for those weekends. Those long days between them, I want. Every blessed day alone, Charlie. You can understand that, can you? You've never had to live and love by yourself. Oh, I want you near me, Harry.
Well, I'm near you.
I want to love you and have you love me. Harry, I tell you, I can't live like this. I'd rather be dead.
That would help a lot, wouldn't it?
A lot you'd care if I were.
Oh, be sensible, Helen. How many times do I have to explain?
Oh, I'll be sensible, Harry. Don't explain anymore. Sit down, dear. Here, beside me.
Oh, that's more like it.
Darling, I know how things are. The business and all that. And your mother.
Now, don't start harping on my mother again.
I can just see her now, sitting at home, furious. Yes, furious and jealous because he hasn't got a darling but a boy by her side.
Ellen?
Well, you're no baby, Harry, anymore. Neither of us are. You're a grown man, Harry. You can't spend the rest of your life tied to your mother's apron strings.
I'm not tied to her apron strings.
You're a man. A married man with responsibilities. You've got to think of me once in a while.
Please think of you.
You married me. You've got to love me.
I can tell you one thing I won't do. If you don't stop these hysterical scenes, I'll stop coming around here. And...
Stop loving me. Is that what you mean?
Maybe it is.
Is that what you mean, Harry? Oh, please, Harry. You never stop loving me.
Oh, let go of me. Why don't you get dressed?
Why should I? I'm not going any place.
Oh, the trouble with you is you're getting old.
And when a woman gets old, she goes right on loving a man. But the man...
What about him?
Can't even say it. Even though I knew it wasn't true.
What the devil are you talking about?
I just couldn't say that you stopped loving me. I thought I did say it, didn't I? And I'll say it again. Harry doesn't love me. Harry doesn't love me. Oh, I wish I were dead.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Don't start that again.
Oh, wait. Wait, Harry. I am getting old, Harry. Not as old as your mother. You love her. Oh, don't you love me just a little? Don't you do, Harry?
Helen, you know how that setup is. Mother's given me the best years of her life.
So is you said.
She's done her best to bring me up to be a respectable man, a good citizen. Mm,
you are a good citizen.
She scrimped and saved to give me everything she could. You wouldn't want me to turn against her now, would you?
No, I understand.
Mother's a wonderful woman, Helen. They don't make many like her. I wish you... You two could hit it off better.
You mean you wish I were more like her? That's it, isn't it, Harry? Isn't it?
Oh, I guess... Oh, dear.
Oh, never mind. You just can't grow up, can you?
What are you driving at?
You'll go through the rest of your life probing into the soul of every woman you meet, trying to find your mother there.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, Harry. Truly, I am. I wish I'd realized before. Before I fell in love with you. Quite as much as I am.
Too late now.
Yes. Too late.
Oh. Everything will be all right, sweetheart.
Oh, you are just a great big baby after all, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I guess all men are like babies. I guess they all like babies, too. Do you have?
Mm-hmm. Do I want?
Like babies.
Helen, what are you talking about?
Oh, don't look at me that way.
But why?
Why? Why don't you see, darling? It'll bring us closer together.
No.
It'll mean a home of our own. And you'll be...
No.
You'll be glad to come to me. Your baby.
No.
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
No.
Oh, dear God. Not even yet.
not even there.
This is a story of a woman's love and her journey through life, of the endless pages of life turning without number, empty, drab, or filled with heart-rending loneliness. Don't make a scene here. I can't stand another of your outbursts in public.
You're so glad to get rid of me.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, won't you even... I'll let you tell her. I get this trip.
When you come back all right. You understand?
Yeah.
Or you'll find yourself on some beach dead.
Dead?
Others have been found that way, you know.
It is you standing there, isn't it? Yes, I know it is. What is your voice, your face? I can't believe I'm hearing you. You, her, you were gentle and kind. Like no man ever was before.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter, something. You're dead already. Just everything has stopped from my dear. Even that doesn't seem conscious. Only the subconscious seems to work. Tells me to eat, sleep, walk.
Oh, you'll feel different when you get back.
Okay. Hey, will we try things again when I get back?
Sure we will, honey. We're both late sailing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll go on board. No, never mind. I can manage alone. Take care of yourself and your mother.
Of a woman who sailed out onto a sea of pain and despair. Of a woman who sat alone in her stateroom and pressed cold hands against her throbbing head.
Oh, dear God. Please, let me die. I don't want to go mad alone like this. He doesn't love me. Oh, please, please let me die. Oh, Harry, I need you.
The sea beats restlessly on distant shores, bearing on its breast a restless, hungry heart. Then, as the year neared its end, the woman came back to the man she loved.
This is the third day, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these last 2 days have been something. I'll never forget them.
Me neither.
Whatever may happen to us two from now on, we've had a little while in heaven, haven't we?
Well, you do something different.
Harry.
Well, what's my baby crying about?
Oh, I wish I could forget. Forget all the pain and the loneliness. Things you've said to me.
I'll make you forget.
No. No, please. I guess I just don't want to be happy. Ever. Even when I'm happy, it's the old unhappiness is still there. Father.
It'll go away.
Oh, but we'll have marvelous times together from now on. Won't we, darling?
Sure we will.
Thanks. Let's back into your right, Harry. Just the two of us. Let's dance. Dance. Oh, I haven't danced in years.
Well, Helen, I've got something to tell you. Well, why don't you say something?
I know what you're going to say. We're not going to have our New Year's Eve together.
Well, it's not because I don't want to, Helen. I just can't afford it, finances.
Oh, finances. Paying you no money doesn't mean a thing to me. I could be just as happy if we went down on Broadway and saw the old year out of the mob that's always down there. That's fun. I didn't want.
Oh, I've got to go down to the Seaside Club. The mother's decided
that she'd like to go along with her.
Well, naturally. I want her to go along. Or it might be more pleasant for both of you.
I sat at home and cried my eyes out while you and your mother enjoyed yourselves. Well, not on your life. I'm going with you.
And mother?
All right, and your mother. It'll be fun being chaperoned with my own husband.
Read a word about that marriage and I'll...
You what? I'm tired of you threatening me.
I'll do more than threaten you if you break my mother's heart by telling her we're married.
Oh, must we break her heart?
How about mine? I'm not good enough for you, is that it?
Helen.
He has the best of everything. Even you. I have to take what I can get. What you choose to give me. Not on your life. If we're going to share you, it's going to be equally.
Be quiet.
Your mother's such a wonderful woman. She'd be glad to see your son married and happy. Hey, what are you doing in my purse? What are you looking for?
This. I've got it.
I'm always lucky. Give me that. Oh, Harry, please, please, don't take it away from me.
Well, I've got it, haven't I?
Please, that's all I have in the world I value. It's the only thing that keeps us together.
You're telling me.
Harry, don't burn that light.
It won't hold us together anymore.
I'll get it back. I'll get it back.
Get in the fire. You'll burn yourself. Stop it.
It was our bond, Harry.
Gone. Now you haven't any proof, even if you do tell my mother.
Do you think for a minute she wouldn't believe me? She'd know. She'd believe me. I will tell her. I'll make her believe. And I'll tell her tonight. We'll start the new year right.
You remember that gun in my car? I'll get that gun and I'll kill you with it. Do you hear me? I'll kill you.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't kill me, Mama Troy. You don't dare. You haven't got what it takes to kill anybody. You've never scared me before with your threats, and you're not scaring me now. Mama's boy wouldn't kill anybody.
No? You think I won't?
Oh, stop yelling at me, little boy. Your mother will find it out.
Oh, please, Ellen. You don't understand, Mother. Why did it break your heart to find out I've gotten married without telling her? I've always told her everything wrong I've ever done. Except when I married you. You break your heart.
Well, then, love it. You broke mine. I broke hers at the Paris stand.
Oh, Helen, sweet, I love you. I love you so much. Try to feel a little pity for me. I want to stay with you. I want to lead a normal life, but I can't. I can't leave Mother. And I can't tell her we're married so we can all live together.
I might have had pity on you once, but not now.
Helen, I'll kill myself.
Go ahead. Get the gun out of the car. The one you were going to use on me. Go ahead. Am I stopping you? I'd be free then. Then I could go on living. Harry. Harry, Harry, let me go.
Oh, I love you, Helen.
Oh, Harry, let me go.
Oh, darling.
Oh, I love you.
The hours pass. The year sped towards its end. Harry's mother, dressed in her best, sat proudly beside her son in his car, proudly indeed. Together, through the long years, they faced the new year. Meanwhile, a taxicab bore the woman through the carnivalesque street to her husband's club.
Good evening, Mrs. Amora. Happy New Year.
Good evening, Helen.
Where's Harry?
I don't know.
You tell me where he is.
Excuse me, right there.
Oh, wait.
Can you do as you like?
Thank you, I will. Just who do you think you are, taking Harry away from me?
Please be quiet.
I won't be quiet. I'll broadcast it to the whole world.
Quiet,
I want the whole world to know. Dear sister, selfish mother, what's Harry doing here with you? He promised to take me out tonight.
I'm his mother.
Yes, you're his mother. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm his wife. What do you think of that?
You're lying.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Please. Don't make a scene.
I'll make a scene here if I want to.
Can't you wait till tomorrow?
Well, it'll be too late. I want to finish the old year right. Start the new year with a bang.
Helen. Helen, what are you doing here?
I have a perfect right to be here, haven't I? Well, haven't I?
Come on, you're going home.
Oh, please. Please don't send me away. I want to be with you.
Come on.
Please. Let me stay with you, Harry.
You got that gun?
What gun?
A gun from my car.
Well, makes you think I've got the gun.
Helen, I could kill you.
How nice.
Give me that gun.
Hurry. Please, come outside.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry I acted like that. Please don't send me away. You hurt me so when you tore up the license and burned it. I just sort of went crazy, I guess.
I've hurt you. What do you think you've done to my mother? Now get in that cab.
Well, where shall I go?
I don't care where you go, so long as it's away from here. Give me that gun.
Harry, wait. Wait, let me go home with you, please, Harry. I'll be good. I'll love your mother.
I'll be good to her. We'll be happy.
No.
No? Well, then let me wait for you. I'll be right here. I won't even go to the club. I'll be quiet. Oh, let me wait for you.
No.
Then take your mother home and then come back. We'll be happy together.
Let go of me. I'm through with you. From now on, I'm no more married to you than anyone else, you common little...
Harry.
Wait a minute. Give me that gun.
I haven't got it.
Don't lie to me. Give it to me.
Harry. Harry, hit me. Leave me alone.
You give me that gun.
Don't worry. You can't have it.
Guilty of murder. The Mason led her back to her cell.
Don't feel too badly, dear. Thank you, Mason. I have nothing to worry about. I don't have to go to prison, you know. I'll never go. I can die whenever I want to. And will myself to death. Oh, it affects some of them in strange ways.
Verdict had indeed affected the woman in a strange way. These were the torn and frayed pages of her life with ragged edges. Desperately, her mind strove to erase the half-conscious events before the crime and the sordid, bitter days that followed. Her brain was weary of the fight for life and freedom. Frantically, she plunged along the corridors of her mind into the corners of her consciousness, seeking some magic word that would kill forever the monster of her memory. And even sleep fled from her.
That elevator
driving is crazy. Oh, we should walk so you can sleep. No. Please. Oh, please, shut the door.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesse. I should say, thank you, Chester. Aloud. No. I'm too tired. Oh, please. I'm so sleepy. My eyes are shut. My door opens. My eyes will open. I'll be awake then. I want to sleep. I won't let you open the door. I will the door. Stay shut.
By one of the strangest quirks of mental process ever recorded in a California court, the woman was shut off from the world. But Mason remembered she had threatened to will herself to death. But Foster recalled her last words.
I'm going insane, don't you see? Shut the door, please.
But sane or mad, living, or near the limbo of the dead, the woman lay on her cot in the hospital ward of the jail. She would not awake. The time for her sentence arrived. Judges, attorneys, attaches crowded the little room, masked themselves around the bed, towered above the unconscious form.
I've been here many a year, but I never saw anything like this before. Sometimes they were such dopes they didn't know they were being sentenced. Sometimes they fainted. But this...
It's a little bit unusual, but... Well, the court will come to order.
I don't think this is legal. Is this legal?
The defendant being present, the...
Unsure of the legality of passing sentence on one who heard, said, and saw nothing, the judge decided to await development. Doctors, nailers were summoned. Newsboys, clean headlined, edited, exported the case for the original issue of her guilt was lost beneath the mass of paper and print. Doctors made elaborate plans for the awakening. This time, with stenographers scrawling, pads on knees, men carrying cameras, big and small, flashes and floodlights, tried for placement, sound equipment installed. All other patients were removed from the little hospital ward to make room for the performance for the newsreel. The woman's bed was moved so that the actors would be within camera range. Meanwhile, in the agonized recesses of the woman's brain, the story of her life continued its movement before her in retrospect.
I love it. I love them. I didn't mean to hurt. I love them. She was gentle.
Next week at this time, Rio Grande will present The Case of the Azure Ring. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.